Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Tuesday, September 30th, 2008. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber. It's a joy each weekday morning to prepare these messages and share them with listeners all over the world and also with those who read our material. Today's message is titled, Warn Them. The scripture text is from a story the Lord told in Luke chapter 16, and the specific reference we use today is Luke chapter 16, 27 and 28.
I beg you, Father, send Lazarus to my father's house, for I have five brothers. Let him warn them so that they will not also come to this place of torment.
Brooksine and I both enjoy lighthouses. Since we now live away from the ocean, we don't see them as often as when we lived in New England near the coast. Our views of lighthouses are generally from the land looking out to the sea. We see them for their architectural and historic value and really sheer beauty. It's also an inspiring sight to see a structure whose foundation is laid in or near the deep sea that has weathered many a storm and yet stands erect. But first and foremost, lighthouses were built for a specific function, to warn.
Jesus told a powerful story in Luke 16, 19 to 31. Since only Luke tells this story, it may not be as familiar to many as other stories that are repeated in the other Gospels. Jesus tells the story as an event that actually took place, not as a parable, although it's often interpreted as a parable.
Essentially, two men live out their lives. The first, an unnamed rich man, at least unnamed in the scriptures, had a wonderful life. The Bible describes, dressed in purple and fine linen, and lived in luxury every day. He is traditionally named Dives, which is actually the Latin word for rich used in the Vulgate translation. The notion that this was the name of the man emerged in the medieval times. The other was a poor beggar named Lazarus, who lived in physical affliction and abject poverty. The scripture describes his life this way, covered with sores and longing to eat what fell from the rich man's table. Even the dogs came and licked his sores.
Well, in time, they both died. Lazarus ascended to Abraham's side, and the rich man descended to hell, where he was in great torment. After seeking some relief from his torment, he pleads in the daily verse for Lazarus to go back to earth to warn his five brothers of their impending doom. The rich man's perspective had drastically changed. What once seemed so important now meant nothing, and what once held no importance now was vital. Warn them was the urgent plea from the suffering rich man as he pondered the fate of his brothers who were presumably living in the same earthly manner as he. This story provides us with the perspective of what really matters in life. Although I am aware that most receiving this encouragement message, those of you who are listening today, are followers of Christ. You've accepted his forgiveness through the plan of salvation, but we feel compelled to warn all. A powerful verse in the book of Hebrews says, "How shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation?"
I urge you all to examine the state of your soul today. Are you saved from your sin and living to please the Lord? If so, are you shining your light for Jesus as he commanded? Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Today's text is abundantly clear. We must win the lost in this life. It will be too late in the life hereafter, since the kingdom of earth and the kingdom of heaven are eternally separate. Let's spread the life-saving message of salvation to all who will hear, here and now.
Let's all pray together. Father, the story that Jesus shares about the rich man who took no thought for his life after death is a picture of so many who live for the here and now. They store up treasures that don't transfer to eternity and dismiss the truths that do prepare us for eternity. May this illustration bring comfort and peace of heart to those who suffer in this present life, much like Lazarus. May they be reminded of the joyous life yet to come, where there is no pain, sorrow, or alienation. And help us to be faithful to warn others to prepare not just for this temporal life, but for eternal life. Amen.
Amen. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Today's message is a little bit different than our normal style, but one that needs to be periodically preached, particularly in a world that so ignores the eternal warnings of God. Well, our website is dailyencouragement.net. This is the message that we have prepared for Tuesday, September 30th, 2008. We do have a photo of a lighthouse on the site today that I took on Cape Cod, several years ago actually, that illustrates our interest in photographing lighthouses. We also have a couple of songs we recommend today that came to our minds and concerning the lighthouse. One is a song I believe probably written back in the 60s, early 70s. It's called The Lighthouse. It was made famous, as I recall, by the Couriers, wasn't it? That was a Statue of Liberty, I guess. Get a little confused some of the older music, but The Lighthouse, and it really a great theme. We found a nice online version of that song. And we also both considered independently an older song written probably over 100 years ago now by P.P. Bliss, titled Let the Lower Lights Be Burning, which we also found a link to, a YouTube video, a nice version. And we also have a link to the story concerning that song up today, both the lyrics and the story, because it has an interesting background story. All of this is on the website for dailyencouragement.net for Tuesday, September 30th, 2008. Thank you for joining us today, or whatever day you happen to be listening to us, and may you indeed heed the warning that God has so graciously given to us, and also consider the call to warn others while there is yet time.